Sunday, we are confronted with the reality that in certain portions of our lives, certain seasons of our lives, we are confronted with too much. In other seasons, there's too little. Feast and famine, drowning and thirsting. That there's these ebbs and flows to life, and it's hard, difficult, especially when we refuse to accept God's love, impossible to survive these back and forth that we experience. In the first reading, there's the great flood, Noah and the ark, and 40 days of rain that leads to the world being covered too much. In our gospel, Christ is driven out, we are told, into the desert for 40 days of fasting and thirst. Not being much water in the desert, he is thirsting. We are called upon to recognize through both of these realities that all of us, including Christ, are in need of the Father's love. We need the Father's love, and we are called upon to practice accepting the Father's love. How many of us in our own way have experienced times of too much or too little? It's a back and forth that affects all of us, and especially in our world today, there's always something looming on the horizon. Too much, too little. You're called upon, especially during these 40 days of Lent, to practice accepting God's mercy, God's love in our lives. When Noah enters the ark, he is entering into that which God has directed him to prepare. He may have done a lot of the work himself, but if it had not been for God to warn him of the coming flood, he would not have known to do so. This is the recognition that God is working through us, and those who don't receive, don't accept, don't hear God's assistance in their lives are overcome by the flood of this world. That we are confronted with this reality that it's either, to some degree, accept God's love, receive God's love, or drown in the reality of this world. But why is it that Christ himself is driven out into the desert? It's easier, I think, to recognize that we as human beings who on our own need God, but Christ is God. Why is it that he himself has to undergo 40 days of thirst and being without? He is driven out into the desert, we are told, by the Spirit. Now, knowing the Trinity as best we can, we recognize that the Holy Spirit loves Christ, Christ loves the Spirit, God the Father loves Jesus, Jesus loves God the Father, and so on and so forth. That the Spirit has driven Christ out in the desert, not in spite of love, but because of love. In many ways, it's a recognition of the difficulty that even God will experience, God made man, will experience in the torments of the crucifixion to come. That even Christ will be tempted. He is sent out into the desert to be tempted. But what possibly could the enemy tempt Christ with? Christ being God, capable of providing whatever it is that he needs, what is it that Christ could be tempted with? To get into the mind of the enemy for just a moment, the enemy recognizes the truth of the Trinity. The enemy knows that there is really no way to separate them. They are one and yet three distinct persons. There's no real way to separate them, but they can be tempted into it, especially during moments of weakness. Even the Trinity can be tempted it into moments like that, in times of weakness, especially like the time of the crucifixion. And so to preempt that, to prepare Christ for that, the Spirit drives him out into the desert. The enemy knows he cannot win, but there's still that desire to cause as much havoc as possible. If he could just get Christ to doubt for a moment the Father's love for him, just for a moment, to cause that piercing doubt into his mind, then havoc can ensue. Christ enters the desert not to test his love for the Father, but to be reassured in it, that he knows that God's love for him is everlasting and eternal, and that that does not mean that there will not be trials. As soon as Christ comes out of the desert, he enters more fully his public ministry and sets his sight on Jerusalem, where he will eventually suffer and die, proclaiming the kingdom of God the entire way. He is preparing himself for the cross. We, for our part, are called upon to recognize God the Father's love for us as well. We don't have to make things happen for ourselves. We are called upon to do our part, like Noah did with the ark. It may be a lot of hard work, but ultimately the work is completed by God the Father. We're challenged during Lent in a special way to see that this is not about strengthening our own capacity to make things happen on our own, but rather to trust in the Father's love, that the Father will provide, that God will see to it that our needs are met, especially for when those times of the cross enter our lives. We prepare ourselves so that when God sends angels to minister to us, as Holy Scripture says that Christ had angels come to minister to him, that we too have angels to minister to us in our life right now. That this very Mass, angels will minister to us in providing for us the bread of heaven, to call down the Holy Spirit to receive Christ himself in the Eucharist. That food for the journey which we will receive today and every time we come to Holy Mass, so that we may go forward into the world, carry our cross, and to trust that God, the